Jane Poole and all her things were gone when Sir Mandan Moore returned Sansa to the High Tower of Maegor's Holdfast. No more weeping, she thought gratefully, yet somehow it seemed colder with Jane gone, even after she'd built a fire. She pulled a chair close to the hearth, took down one of her favourite books, and lost herself in the stories of Florian and Jonquil, of Lady Shelley and the Rainbow Knight, of valiant Prince Aemon and his doomed love for his brother's queen. It was not until later that night, as she was drifting off to sleep, that Sansa realized that she had forgotten to ask about her sister.
John. Arthur, announced Sir Jeremy Riker, the Underdart, and this one was J for Flowers. He turned the corpse over with his foot, and the dead white face stared up at the overcast sky with blue, blue eyes. They were Ben Stark's men, both of them. My uncle's men, John thought, numbly. He remembered how he'd pleaded to ride with them. Gods, I was such a green boy. If he'd taken me, it might be me lying there.